General Motors was founded in 1908 and today sells its vehicles in around 200 countries with manufacturing operations in more than 30 countries. General Motors, once the world's largest vehicle manufacturer, is currently 12th on the Fortune 500 list. GM's supply chain extends over 20,000 businesses who are spending $100 billion on about 200,000 items, including raw materials, parts, supplies, freight, transportation, and other services, and employs 173,000 people globally, less than any amount since 2010. GM also operates one of the largest and most successful financial service companies, GMAC. GM is widely diversified from auto to a large assortment of other types of engines. After purchasing Winton Motor Carriage Company in 1930, GM marketed extended engine groups, which included diesel, locomotive, and aircraft engines in the U.S. GM also has the industry-leading in-vehicle communications and information services, DirecTV, all types of appliances, cell technologies, and others. GM's new personal calling service provides hands-free, voice-activated, in-vehicle cellular phone access. On the downside, GM was by far the largest bailout in 2008. The bankruptcy was mainly due to the banking fiasco, but many feel that mismanagement also played a big part. As a result, CEO Rick Wagoner was forced to resign. GM's bankruptcy was one of the biggest Chapter 11 filings in U.S. history. This bankruptcy was the fourth largest in the U.S. territory, following the Lehman Brothers Holdings Inc. was number one, number two Washington Mutual, number three WorldComp. GM is looking to the future when it comes to sustainability, with a goal of having 90% of their vehicles electric with zero emission by year 2030.